Oh yeah, Mama, like you're so much better. Hey guys, how's everybody doing on your happy-go-lucky Saturday? I wait for our numbers to stabilize as usual, and then we'll get going. Substitute clap. All right, Sapphire, that wasn't too bad, man. I still hate you a little bit, but you know, not as much as I hate Alterite. But that wasn't too bad, man. Can we get Llama to host the Fireside next week? No. Oh, Llama doesn't want to do it. That's reason enough maybe to do it. All right, looks like we stabilized there. Pretty chill week this week. Not too much going on. There is an interesting little throwdown going on in 49 right now. If you guys are not aware, there's some stuff being shot. And it's been quite entertaining. So if you guys want to see that, it's going to be an expensive bill. The last update I heard, which was about 20 minutes ago, was about $500 billion had already been shot down. And the Keepstar there was only like 60%. So that butcher's bill is going to get a little bit higher. First and really big thing, I got an update from Heck and the Cayman about Secret Santa Deadbeats. Asher mentioned these last week, that if you are on the deadbeat list and you did not fix this egregious thing, you would be tossed onto the Goonfucker ACL. Well, 39 of you bastards still didn't fix it, so 39 people are going to get added to the Goonfucker ACL today. Congratulations. Don't fuck with Secret Santa. Our next kind of a thing of something fun for it is you all have asked for blood. I mean, not the Secret Santa deadbeats. That's just entertaining. You all have asked for actual blood of our enemies. So as of right now, today, we are announcing a jump clone deployment out to Turner. If you see a ping, there will be some move ops to take you guys out there. We're going to go out there. We are going to be shooting some FRT structures in the area and just have a little bit of that kind of a fun. So, jump clone deployment out to Turner. There will be pings. They're going to do stuff whenever we get a chance. Who or what is Turner? Turner is the name of a system. Oh shit, man, I'm going to fuck up your name, but you spelled it wrong, but Turner is the name of a system, dude. Tina Turner. Right, wow. That just dated you, man. I won't say it. No, I didn't mean to say it. We're just going to skip by that one. Okay, that is literally our entire announcements for today. We had a pretty quiet week with those kind of things, so with that, we're going to open it up just for you guys for questions.
No, and somebody stop him.
Oh my gosh, you're terrible. Holy cow. I can't believe this. You only announced the first thing we're doing, but we're doing more than one thing, obviously. Exactly. Okay, so, yeah, let me talk more about Turner, because Ranger is really, he doesn't realize you guys are goons, and like 90% of you have never been to that scary place called Losec. Turner is in Losec. It's relatively nearby. It's in Minmatar space. And it's a system that CCP did a bunch of messed up stuff to. And it's a weird Thera, except it's in K-Space and it's in Losec. And weirdly, it has a Freeport Keepstar. And a bunch of Losec baddies live there. But because we're very lazy, we looked for the closest place where some other Nullsec block had moons. And it turned out to be in Minmatar Losec. Now, if you look at the map, someone tell me how close is Minmatar Losec to where Winterco lives. Correct. Minmatar Losec is Cancer. It's quite far from where Fraternity lived. It's down a lot closer to us, as a matter of fact. So yeah, we decided to pop over there. There are a lot of people who have been struggling to fight Fraternity because they'll show up with five fleets in freaking Losec. And so we found something to do. So beyond that, we have an announcement. Everybody has been begging us for stuff to do, right? That's why we're talking about this. Everyone's been saying, let's get out of the house. We were blue balled. Burning down the whole drone regions wasn't enough. I want to shoot people, not structures. Does this sound familiar? We're not moving again. Please don't use the M word. Thank you. No. We have decided to empower some of our sub-organizations. You may know them by the S word, squad. There was a moment when Asher Elias came to the directorate and he said, what should we do with ourselves? Don't say SIGs and squads. And some of us said, what if it could work for us? So we have decided that, so there's a distinction. A SIG is a special interest group. The Alliance operates it. It does a specific thing. It can be a part of a space job. It can be some special thing you want to go do, like Ministry of Love is a special interest group about ganking and high sec. Joe Painter is featured in this meme. He's a director of meme. But a squad is a general interest combat group. It recruits from the general citizenry of the Imperium. And we have decided to license all of our squads with the authority to go out and attempt to take moons from hostiles. Pick a space, go shoot the people there, take their moons. This is the goal of a squad. This is what makes a squad into a real squad. This is your graduation. This is the distinction. If you are in a squad right now, and you say to yourself, am I in a real squad, and your squad does not own and is not attempting to take a moon, it's a fake squad. It's going to be a social group someday, okay? A real squad, this is the rule. You're going to be a real boy. You want to be a real squad, you're going to try to figure out how to take moons. That might mean you need to recruit. It might mean you need to get good. It might mean you need help with target selection. This is how you become a real squad. We are bringing back squads in a big way. So this is our answer to what are we doing. In addition to the jump cone deployment, which is going to be legitimate, we already have maelstroms there. You can be in a squad and you can be one of the 9 tentacles of the Imperium out in someone else's space attempting to take moons, and the director might not even pay attention to you. And as a bonus to kick things off, what we are going to say is that the very first time your squad succeeds, when you take a moon for the first time and you either A, defend it, someone refs it and you successfully defend the moon for the very first time, or you hold it for a whole week, because you're just so menacing or disgusting that no one tries to take it back from you. You have officially graduated. You're a real squad. We will offer your squad a 40 billion ISK one-time bonus, a graduation present to buy yourself bling shit, do whatever you want. That is the introductory message. It makes you real. You can now consult in a more aggressive way with the directorate about target selection. This is what we are doing now. Space Phallus reward. That is correct. So all of this is about non-Imperium space, right? The Imperium space is big. We have like 16 regions, 13 of them Sav, a couple Nullsec regions, you know, whatever. And of course, we're not going to the drone regions. You have to go elsewhere. Drone regions, you can leave alone.
For clarification, by the way, GSOL is a SIG, and all of the moons that GSOL owns is in GSF space. So unfortunately, Sawman, GSOL is not winning this race.
Now, many of you may be asking, how do I make a SIG? It does not start with you pestering sticks that I want to make a SIG. It starts with you getting like-minded people together in one place and actually doing something. And only once there are signs of life, i.e. you can form a fleet and do something, then we can do like all the background technical stuff. So get people together before you come to sticks.
And I would like to point out that Kaz did not put that on the agenda, and I am doing my best Asher and Ron Burgundy things, and he didn't write that down, so this is all his fault. I'm just saying.
Do you not aspire to be better than Asher, though, on the far side?
I do not, Toaster. No, I do not.
It's a low bar.
We really are terrible, but Asher will be back next week, guys. Since I did totally forget about that when we literally talked about it like 20 minutes ago. What other directors, what other things that I totally foobar and
just,
forget?
Seeing some questions in here about like what regions of space can you do this in? It's regions we don't own or drones. Not including drones. And then correct. Not like Great Wildlands Curse.
Great Wildlands and Curse. Yes, exactly. Great Wildlands and Curse. We consider Imperium space, even though they're NPC, right? We control the moons or our allies do. You do not go to Stain. It's not Imperium space, but you don't go to Stain. You don't go to the Drone Land. So about half the map, right? Any FRT space, any init space, anything in Del Crius period basis, any other low sec, NPC Nelsec on the other side of the map, right? Venal, Syndicate, Outer Ring, low sec like Iridia. You remember that region exists? So there's all these other places, and we're neutral or hostile to all these people, right? They're, you know, we don't have any, like, secret friends out there. You can go take their moons. We're leaving the drone regions alone because we said we would, you know. This is not about high sec. It has to be a real moon. Because you want to, you have to put a metnox on it, right? That's the idea. You're not going to have time to mine these. That's not what this is about. If you manage to take and hold Turner moons against people trying to take them from you there, well, good luck. They're, you know, I'm open to all sorts of possibilities. But yeah, that's the idea. It's non-Imperium space.
Okay, so cool questions. So right, so metnoxes on those moons. Yep, the squads are going to be allowed to do that with metnoxes for this.
I don't want to count J-Space personally.
Yeah, J-Space doesn't count.
Do they even let you metnox moons there?
I have no idea, but we don't care. It doesn't matter.
No, this is not about the guys. Yeah, right. Yeah, cases. This is low sec, NPC null sec, Sov null sec. Obviously, taking it in some parts of Sov null sec is going to be pretty tough, right? But this is about hostile moon case space. This is about a bar that we can clear. That's a good sort of objective measure of, is this squad a real squad or is it a social group in disguise? Okay.
Mooniversity. Jesus
Christ. I actually kind of like that one. That's a pretty good one, Sapphire. That's a good one. Aoife, we should chat. You and I should
chat.
Well,
so, and this is the key distinction, and I did mention this. People also are asking about corps, right? Of course, a lot of corps have wanted to do metanoxes. It's not a giant shock to hear that, but we don't let them. The distinction is a squad is a general interest group. A squad has a general recruitment thread. It is not, I go, you know, just pick my fewest friends. At some point, you're going to be recruiting. You're going to need to get numbers. It cannot be exclusive just to your corp. It cannot just be, you know, that is an important detail here. So
the short answer to that is no. Doesn't apply to a corpse. This is for squads.
Right. Mooniversity can be a squad of a bunch of people that starts out as some enterprising Gooniversity people, but it has to be a distinct thing. It's a general interest group.
Ken has a good question. What's the purpose of taking a moon? Well, you see, it's a relatively arbitrary measure that someone can complete an objective and follow up with defending it.
And the squad plus, we want to incentivize.
Yeah, and plus it incentivizes a squad to be self-sufficient.
Fucking hell, Sniper. Pirates versus Moons does not exist, and even data would not be recruiting. Yeah, that's a good one. I like that.
Right, again, so Samuel Slade asks, official SIGs only, not a SIG. So a SIG is squad. Like Recon, or GSOC, or Bomber Watch.
Something the Alliance already pays for.
You know, and it's a special beehive, right? These are all special interests. We call them all SIGs. There's some type of group that's about a specific thing. That's not what this is about. A squad is a general interest combat group. They form fleet on their own, distinct from the Alliance. That's what a squad does.
And for the 12 people who asked about BFL, we'll talk to Alterari, bring us your proposal that you've fulfilled the requirements, and we can talk. Simple as that. We're very open to casting a net here to try and get this off the ground. So,
exactly. We'll yes, it. Reavers is a great example of a squad. Space Violence was a squad.
I don't think Whelp Squad is a squad because no one actually does anything in Whelp Squad.
But yes, it would be a squad.
Question: is Control Alt Delve still in the same place? Yes, we have. They're either in TCAG or in UALX. So if you're in one of those two places with your cat alt, just keep them there.
Right, so again, someone asked, Theta, is Theta still a thing? Theta is still a thing. As of this rule, we're going to quickly find out that Theta and many other previous squads are now social groups in disguise, and that's fine, people retire. But this is the way forward.
A sane Cyrus. I don't know how to say your name. What I said before stands. So before you come to us and ask for all the IT stuff, we want to see groups of people actually together and doing things before we pray to the Omnissiah and get things off the ground. So we're looking for signs of life before we make it quote-unquote official. But if you guys are doing things consistently, we'll definitely look at your application, even if it's not a quote-unquote official SIG yet.
So question here, the Viceroy program, no, that was a terrible thing we tried like 10 years ago. We're not calling it that. This is squads going out and making money. Somebody said, like, I've dropped one, like, well, so if it's your squad, guys, that's the thing. It's got to be a squad. It's not a corp thing. It's not you found some empty moon and you did it with one of your alts. It's got to be a squad.
Well, that's a decent clarifying question from Philip. So, like, these are on squads to fuel. They're on squads to defend. They're on squads to pick up from. And the proceeds go to you doing things with your squads. Like, this isn't a, the Alliance thanks you for your service. Here's 40 bill. Now give us all your moon goo.
Yeah, excellent point on, excellent clarification on that side. But the goo that comes from these Metanoxes goes to the squad. This is tax-free money for that squad. And the little bonus that Kaznir mentioned.
Correct. The Metanox are tax-free. You're paying CCP, the taxes. Essentially, you're only getting the Metanox. They're far from us. That's the whole point. We are flinging you out to do damage into the universe. Of course, many people, I love the name Squadroy program. I'm going to start using that, actually.
Oh, but
of course, there are huge distinctions, right? With the Viceroy program, for those who don't know, 10 years ago, we were really big and controlled half a map, and some directors got the dumb idea into their heads of making everyone super mad at us all at once on purpose, and it worked. But the way they did that was to go threaten all of LoSEC at once, specifically, not actually going after our NullSec enemy. That really was not a great idea. But that's not what's going on here. We're not going with the whole force of the Alliance against everybody at once, or really trying to piss people off. We really just, this is a way to get fights. I would be shocked if individual squads really end up being so dangerous out there that we run into that sort of problem. And if we do, well, hostiles just need to get good, for Pete's sake. But Squadroy, great name, whoever came up with that.
That's a terrible name, and I hate you. Anyways, Paul's asking, where would these squads be? This will go, as they get made, they'll go into the recruiting sub-forum. The SIGs and Squads Recruitment Center.
Ryder asks, is this just to take moons from our foes, or we want the goo? We want to take moons more. We want to give you a standard you can fight by, where you can see if we're engaged in this type of content, we're like a real PvP group on our own. That's the biggest thing. Then we let you keep the goo so that you have more money to fight with. So both. But the fighting is the support.
Yeah, like the real goal is we want groups out there being active doing things, so we're trying to incentivize that. And then the Metanox are a measure for us to, you know,
right,
see how active you guys are. So, like, exactly. The goal is not for you guys to build a moon pyre. The goal is for you guys to get out there and be active, provide content to our members, and, like, spread, I don't know, play the game, really.
So if you're showing up, yeah, Sawman asks, will there be SRP? And so the way this works, yeah, if you start getting fleets together and you're organized and become a squad, you have a name and a group and all that stuff, we'll start giving you main fleet SRP pretty much right away, as long as you're sticking to doctorate. So that's an introductory rate, basically. That's pre-graduation. Six can talk to you about that. You can also just go for it if you turn out to have 45 of your closest friends and you just go take a moon before we know you exist and before you have a name.
well, you'll get a name right away, and you'll get a big bonus, and you'll start getting SRP. But yeah, so there's no special SRP or anything, but we intend to provide standard main fleet SRP, just as if you were doing strat ops, if they are in fact strategic.
This is a good question here from Lord there, right? Who, like, how would you drop that piece, right? Because if you're in your corp, you have to have special rules to be able to drop things in space. That's true. Alt corps are usually the way to do that with.
Yeah, I think we did conclude a squad would have to have an alt corp to manage this, but we'll figure that out, right? The nice thing is only the Alliance owns Metnox right now, so we can just look at all Metnox, and if we don't know who they are, we'll just go talk to the owner, you know, so I'm not too worried about it. Usurper asks about squad-based doctrine, so that is a privilege that you get after graduation. Once you're a real squad, you start taking moves. Then if you want to do custom doctrine stuff, Styx is absolutely going to work with you. Before that, no.
Boy, man, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, but you're asking, can squads make deals in LOSEC? No. All deals go to CD. That's bedrock policy. Deals with any foreign power go through CD.
Hey, if you guys can field capitals effectively once you guys are a real group, the SRP for those would be on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, if you end up in a squad with a licensed capital commander, they will communicate with the people who can use capitals, and if you're one of them, then you'll hear about it. That's how it'll work.
But if you take a lot of Metnox, you can pay for your own capitals.
Yeah, it turns out, guys, Styx is actually driving right now. So we came up with this whole plan in like the last 2.5 hours. He doesn't know anything about it yet, but you know, we'll throw him under that bus when he gets home, because that is the way we do things.
We've been planning to do the moon thing, to be clear. The new idea today is the graduation present that really sold it.
That's fair. Yeah, the $40 billion is new today. He doesn't know about that yet. All right, what other questions do you guys have? Not just on the squads thing, but any other open questions or any question time for everybody? We'll do that. The Tiger Claws will get pinged out when the opportunity to use them presents itself. That's the military guys look at that, and when they find the opportunity, they'll ping them out.
Louder, you can do whatever you can use them. The reimbursement is contingent on a few checkpoints being cleared.
So I feel like I'm being set up on that, so I'm just going to ignore your question there, because I feel like no matter what I say, Neem's going to get mad at me, and she lives not that far away from me, so I'm just going to ignore you for right now. I believe that they are different between the Tiger's Claw and Cap Swarm. Toaster, is that correct? There's a slight difference on that. Like the fits are different.
Tiger Claw is separate from Cap Swarm, but you still need the skills. Like you need JDC 5 and stuff like that.
Caroline, any specific doctrines we need for Turner? Right now it's maelstroms, but just keep an eye on the fleet pings when the FC send those out. That's where you do some move ops to get more ships there, but right now it's Maelstrom's. How's the fighting I mentioned earlier in 49? I haven't seen an update on that in the last 20 minutes, but I guess the keeps are down to about 50% by now, something like that. If anybody has a current BR and they want to put it in there, it would be something along that lines, I think. Dr. Bonatron. Oh, I like that. Bonatron. Oh, wow. All right, that just got clipped. Fuck. Anyways, this is the classic thing of meta changing. You just get a new doctrine ready, and then, right, there's another one with a different set of skills. Yep, that happens, man. But look at the bright side. Once you get this one trained, then something else will be around, and you can train that one, too. It's a never-ending cycle of even being in a nullsec power. Navy Apox, yeah. I'll say we'll do the old Rainbow Fleet for those of you guys who remember those from way back in the day. Yeah, Eve time is a flat circle. Ravens will come around again. They always do. Asher really likes Typhoons. I never found them to be all that much fun, personally. I kind of like the Ravens more, but he's always liked Typhoons.
What's this, is it pronounced Chimura ship you're talking about? I'm not familiar with this ship type.
Yeah, I've never heard of that one. Can you describe that one to us? We really are terrible people. Sounds like churro. Alright, that was good, Eva.
Ooh.
Churro kind of sounds good. I hate you a lot more right now. Alright, you might have to go to the top of the list ahead of Alterari, since now I want a churro. Can I pronounce Eva's name? It is pronounced Eva. Eva. I think we'll call that one Like in Wally. Alright, that's pretty good. Alright. Alright, guys, I think we'll call that one good. Enjoy your Saturday, and then we will talk with you all next week. I know you're disappointed that it was me here with it. Your regularly scheduled fireside guy will be back next week. Have a good one, guys. Thank you, substitute fireside guy. All right, I'll take it. That's not too bad. All right. Lavender, I'm not sure we'd miss you next week anyways, man. Let's see if he's still here. Give me a running look. Ah, there he is. Okay. Would I though, Lavender? Would I? All right, on that, good. You guys have a good day. See you later.